He holds up Tel Zayin Omer Aleph near the bottom. Again, we're in the middle of the Machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav Papa. If the loch of a mechitza, if you have oimid kiparitz, you have the same size of the mechitza, which is 5 tefachim wide, then you have the piritz of the hole is also 5 tefachim wide. What's the loch? The Rav Huna said that's called a kashra mechitza. It's only post if you have more piritz and more hole than you have mechitza. And Rav Huna learns no. That you have to have more mechitza, it has to be 5 tefachim of mechitza, and only 4.5 a tefachim of space. When you have equal 5 space and 5 mechitza, it's possible according to Rav Huna. Now we're bringing rayas between this big brice that we had here about the lochas of klayim, about mechitzas from klayim. We're bringing rayas. So far, both Rav Huna and both Rav Papa were miyashiv, each one according to the shita, how they learned this brice by klayim, or by the mechitzas of klayim. Now the Gemara. Around 6 lines from the bottom. Bishleim al Rav Papa, Bishleim according to Rav Papa, Mishum ho chiloi oriv luhu. Therefore, they didn't mix up the first 2 cases of the Braisa, Vitoni luhu. They didn't put the first 2 cases together. Again, Rav Papa's shita is that oimed kaporitz is kosher. That it's only possible if you have more avir, more piritza than you have mechitza. But if the shava bishavar is kosher. Now, the Braisa again started off saying that when you have mechitzis, when you want to make from little sticks, from very thin sticks, if you put them less than 3 tefachim away, we say lovud, and you can make a whole mechitza out of lovud, like in picture 223. That was the ratio. Then the next case was, when you have mechitzis exactly 3 tefachim up until 4 tefachim, then the lacha was the kosher, providing that the piritz in between is not more than the mechitza itself. It's only possible then if you have more space than you have mechitza. Now, according to Rav Pop, it's good why you didn't put these 2 cases together. Because the ratio, when you want to come on to Lovud, you only say if there's less space than Gimel Tfachim. But if you have exactly Gimel Tfachim in between, then you do not say Lovud. Mashenka, the second case is, let's say each beam is 3 Tfachim wide. So the Maisha, how much space in between is still kosher according to Rav Pop? Exactly 3 Tfachim. His Oymed Kaparat is kosher. So therefore it's good. In the next category, when you have the mechitza is 3 tefachim wide, if you have 3 tefachim in between, it's taka kosher. That's called oimed kaparitz. You have 3 tefachim mechitza and 3 tefachim apirtza. So that's kosher according to Rav Papa. When is a possible? Only if you have more avir, more space. You have to have more than 3 tefachim in between. So it's good why I put 2 different cases. Because in the first case, when you want to put little wide beams, very small sticks. I mean, small means they're very thin sticks. That the space in between has to be less than Gimel Tfachim, because you have to come on to Lovud. The next category of 3 Tfachim of a Mechitza, like the picture 225, then the space in between can be Kamali. The Pirtz, Paritz, Ka'imed is Kosher. So the space in between can manage be 3 Tfachim, still is Kosher. Mashenka, in the first case, in picture 223, if there'll be 3 Tfachim with in between, it'll be possible. So that's why it says in 2 different cases. But the Kasher is Elul Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua. But he holds no, that a parvitz koimneid is also possible. Obazir liyarvinu v'lisnaidu. Let it, listenino, it should have put the first two cases together. It should have said like this. Kol shu pochus mishleisha ushleisha. Anytime you have beams that are very small, they're less than 3 tfachim wide, and hu adin 3 tfachim also. Is da locha tzorir shelo yehei bein zeh lezeh shleisha. You have to make sure that the space in between is not Gimel Tfachim. Because if the beams are very thin, let's say only an etzba wide, pshita, they can't be Gimel Tfachim in between, because then you don't say Lovud. And hu adin, even if the beam is mamish 3 Tfachim wide, also you can't have an avirus space of 3 Tfachim in between. Because according to Rav Huna, oimed kiparis is also possible. So it should have said the halacha of a beam 3 Tfachim wide in the same category as the ratio. And for the Gemara, that's not shver. Mishum de loydomi psul of the ratio of psul the seifa. I tell you, because the psul of the ratio is a different psul of the seifa. Even though the din is the exact same way, but they put it into 2 different categories because there are 2 different svaris why each one is possible. Psul of the ratio, the first category of mechitzas there, like in picture 223, is talking about you have a thin beam. Each beam is only an etzba wide. So what do we matter? How do we make it into mechitzas? Because you're coming on to Lovud. So din, you want to have it attached, that's Lovud. So the din, Lovud is, if it's less than 3 tefachim apart, we say Lovud. once it's exactly three tefachim apart, the reason why it's possible is because we don't say lovin. Because why? Because the gedim could be boikin boy. So the more psula dereisho kidei lo shelo yizdak ragdi. The psul bavas achas. The psul of the ratio is that if gimel tefachim away, you don't say lovin because the kid could go in between it as mepatul that didn't love it. That's what the psul is. The psul is you can't say lovin. What's the psul of the sefer? We're like a picture 225. You have a mechitza, which the mechitza is gimel tefachim wide. Why do we say now if the space in between is also gimel tefachim? It's possible the sefer shelo yehi poritz koimit. It's not a pshat because you don't say lovid, but the pshat is we don't want that the piritza could be the same size as doimit. Therefore, that's the psul. So since the two different svaras are put into two different categories, even though both cases are the same halacha, you can't have the pirtza to be gimel tefachim, but in the ratio gimel tefachim is the psul, you don't say lovud. In the next case, the psul is that you have more porit, you have equally porits kaimed, and according to Rav Huna, that's the psul. So that's why it doesn't put the two together, because they're two different svaras. One's a svara, the oimid is kaporits, and one's a svara, you don't say lovud. Right. It says it did now pochus mishloisha. It says what? That the ratio says if they're less than three tefachim wide, then those beams are only mechitzes if you say lovid. And what does lovid mean? It has to be less than gimel tefachim apart. Mani, who does this din go like that? Within less than gimel tefachim, you say lovid. Mashma, once it's gimel tefachim, you don't say lovid. The chur rabbanon he. The yamri, they say pochus mishloisha amrin and lovid. That's the sheet of always less than gimel tefachim away. We consider as if it's attached. We didn't love it. Mashenkein shloisha le'amrina love it. Once they're exactly gimel tefachim separated, then you don't say love it anymore. That's the rabbanon's din. So the Gemara asked Kasha now. Aim a sefer. What is the next case of this brisa say? Kol shu shloisha. Anytime you have the beam, the mechitz like in picture 225, which is gimel tefachim wide, umi shloisha v'yadabo, and from three tefachim wide until four tefachim wide, has a new halacha. This halacha is what? That we said that if you have more space than you have mechitza, so even connected to mechitza also it's possible. Even connected to mechitza, you can't plant the klayim and the zroim on two sides. Is the chur, why not? Is the chur also in Rav Shimon Gamliel? It has to go according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. The yom hishiter is pochus miyar beloved. That anything less than dalat tefachim away, we say lovid. So therefore, kol zaman de mechitza is not dalat tefachim, it's not a chashuv mechitza. That's why we say, when it's possible, if you have oimed, keporitz, or else you have more pirtza than oimed, that's possible according to everybody, even on the opposite sides of the mechitza you can't use. Even though the mechitza is gimel tefachim wide, but since it's not dalat tefachim wide, according to Shimon Gamliel, it's not chashuv mechitza. But the kashuv is the chur, according to the Rabbanon hold, that gimel, more than gimel tefachim is chashiv, so b'zoi, you don't say love it anymore, so why can't you plant on the opposite sides of the mechitza? And the Gemara, this is no kash. We must be honest, the Rabbonin, because if to go according to Rabbonin, mishleisha v'yadabo, why do you have a new din? Between three and four, so the Gemara, shleisha v'yabo chadu. According to Rabbonin, the Chura, once it's more than gimel tefachim wide, that's a shear you don't say love it anymore. So Chur should have the exact same halacha, three tefachim wide as four tefachim wide. So why does the Braisa make a chilek between if it's only three tefachim wide, then when you have more pirtza, even on the opposite side of the mechitza, you can't plant. Mashenkin, if the mechitza is adala tefachim wide, then we say, even though you have more space in between, so opposite sides of the space you can't plant, but I call upon them on the opposite sides of the mechitza you could plant, because the mechitza is called the mechash of a mechitza. So that's a good svar according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. But according to Rabbonin, once it's more than gimel tefachim, it should be the same din as four tefachim. Then the Gemara name, Omer Abaya Tayyem Midereisha Rabbonin Sefer Nami Rabbonin. Since the Reisha goes according to Rabbonin, who Adin the Sefer also goes according to Rabbonin. But I'll tell you, Moide Rabbonin, the Rabbonin, Amoide, Techol and Mishrei Kenegdoi, anytime you have just the Mechitza itself, the small Mechitza, as where the pirtza in between is more than the mechitzas. So you only have to look at the mechitza by itself, is a svara iyika moka marbo choshev. If the mechitza is four tefachim wide, that's called a choshev azach, then it has a shei mechitza. V'loi loi choshev. But if it's not wide, Dalet Tfachim the Mechitza, even though after Gimel Tfachim you don't say Lovet anymore, but I'll call upon him, it's not called a Choshev Mechitza. It can't be a Mechitza by itself. It only has a Shem Mechitza with at least the width of Dalet Tfachim. So if it's less than Dalet, it's only 3.5 Tfachim, and the space in between is more, like you have, like a picture 225. If each beam would be 3.5 Tfachim, and the space in between would be 4 Tfachim. Now, since you have more pirtza than I made, it's possible, it doesn't have a tzirif. So you want to look at each one by itself. Since each one by itself is less than dalet tfachim, but it's possible you can't plant on the other side, it's not called a good mechitza. So now, right here, Rava says though, me the sefer, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, since the sefer that makes this chilik between 3 tfachim and 4 tfachim, that's according to Reb Shimon Gamliel's shita, that you say lovud. Less than 4 tfachim, so therefore less than 4 tfachim is not choshev. I tell you, Reisha Nami Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Reisha that says, like in picture 223, when you have these sticks next to another, that you want to give it a shei mechitza, the Reisha says only if it's less than gimel tfachim space in between. I, the kashu is, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it should be kosher, kozuman the space is up until dalet tfachim. Why only less than 3 tfachim? It should be less than dalet tfachim. The Teretz is, V'chiyom Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. I'm reading Lovud. When does Rav Shimon Gamliel say that we say Lovud? We consider the two beams attached, even though they're less than 4 tfachim apart. Hani mili lamal. The song like we had the Gemara before, the Fudalid, when you want to make something on top attached, you want to extend it to the wall. You want the lechi, you want the kaira on top to meet the wall, or one kaira to meet the other kaira on top. Then we say, kol zaman the less than dalet tfachim apart, we say lovud. Avo lamato, the kozman we're talking about on the bottom, where the ground is, you want to say on the bottom, like the moshe, like in picture we're saying now, 223, lamato, heavy like a mechitza shagadi in boikim bo. Mela, since once you have, like in picture 224, that the sticks are 3 tfachim apart, that the kid could walk through it, is lo yamrin and lovud. Even Rab Shimon ben Gamliel is maskim, then you don't say lovud. When do we say love it if it's less than dalet tfachim? That's only we're on the top, where the kura has to meet the beam, the wall. Then there's no shalot gedi and boikimbo. But anytime we're talking about on the ground, where you want the mechitzas to be attached to the ground, on the bottom, gimel tfachim, we always say, as far as since the gediim could walk there, you can't be attached, you can't have a shem lovud if it's gimel tfachim away. Smela both calls the court of Shimon Gamliel, and he's moited though to the ratio that if the beams are more than are gimel tfachim apart, you don't say lovud. So the kids say we have no raya up until now where the loch is like Rav Huna or like Rav Papa, both of them are being miyashiv, this tosefta very good. So the Gemara Tor Shema, come on, bring you another raya. We had before the final halolu. If you want to make up a mechitza, sheru bon psochim, that robe of this mechitza has psochim, has doors to it, v'chalaynis, and has width. Like we had the picture before on page 23, 139. We have a lot of psochim and a lot of windows there. Even though in this picture it has a shame through a Pesach, but about this talking about where the open space of the mechitzes look like picture 140, that is open. The psochim are all open. So it says, if you have the finals, you have a wall. Halalu. Sherubim psochim, that most of it has open doorways. V'chalaynis and windows, mutter. Still it has a shame mechitza. Or bovado, providing she'oi made merubala poritz. There should be more mechitza than there is pirtza. She'eshton strati gemara, she'rubim tzagadaitach. How could you have rov, sochem, and chalainos, and still you can have rov mechitza to stira? Do you have rov and mechitza? Or do you have rov openings? But the more elev means to say, she'riba ben psochem chalainos. You have a wall that has a lot of psochem, a lot of doorways, and a lot of chalainos, a lot of windows. Is what the locha, still it's mutter. It has a shei mechitza to it, of a bovad providing shiye oimed meruba la poritz. Providing you have more oimed, you have more mechitza than you have pirtza. So lechur it's a diik, hoka poritz, mashma of the equal, you have 5 amis mechitza, 5 amis pirtza, stak apostle. Is our bezoi also, is to yufta, the Rav Papa to yufta. Lechur from this din is a kash on Rav Papa, it's a theory to Rav Papa. Here it's mashma kloa poritz, ko oimed, is stak apostle. So the Gemara of the Hilchasa, but what's the halacha though for Nesvegen? Kavos to the Rav Papa. The Ma'is of the halacha, we take a pasuk like Rav Papa. For the Gemara, a stira, tiyufta of Hilchasa. If you say it's a tiyufta, it's a stira, we have a kasha to Rav Papa. How come you pasuk like Rav Papa? And the Gemara in name is not Shver. Still, I'll tell you why. Mishum de Daika Mas Nisan Kavose. Like we start off the sugyan. For an our Mishnah we have there is a deek like Rav Papa. So even though you have a deek in a Braisa like Rav Huna, but a deek in the Mishnah is more Choshev. The Tanan, what was the deek for our Mishnah? Lo Yehei Pirtzas Yeseras Al Abinyan. So when you want to make up these Mechitzes, Abi, the Mishnah says you should not have more Pirtzah. The open space should not be more than the Binyan, than the Mechitza. So deek called Kebinyan Mutter. Mashmah, if you have equal space, the space is the same size as the mechitza, 5 amis mechitza, 5 amis space, 5 amis mechitza, 5 amis space, mashmah klotz kosher. So for now, Mishnah is a diyek like Rav Papa, therefore the locher is taken like Rav Papa, and that's what we pass with, like a paskin like Rav Papa. Yeah. So the Mishnah writes it. Ma'akifin shloisha chavolim ze lamala mize. If you want to make a mechitza just with strings, you can make a mechitza with strings, with 3 strings. Zeh lamala mizeh. You have on page 36, a picture 233. You want to make a mechitza just made out of strings, you put up a pole, 2 sides, you put up a pole, and then you put strings straight across from one pole to the other pole. So how do you do it? Is take 3 strings, is one on top of another, ye'ubavad shelo yehei ben chevel lechaver v'shleisha tvochim. You have to make sure one string is not far away from the other string, 3 tvochim. In other words, the bottom string is less than 3 tefachim off the ground. So we say lovud, it's if it's attached to the ground. The next string is less than 3 tefachim away from the second string. So again you say lovud. So it looks now like you have 6 tefachim. Then the top string is also less than 3 tefachim away from the next string. So you say lovud, it's considered you have a whole mechitza here. Now, Zot the Mishnah though, shir chavolim, how much thickness do you have to have with all these 3 strings? The uvian, with its thickness, is yeser al tefach. It has to be a little bit more than a tefach. Today sheyehei hakel asar tefachim. Because halacha is a mechitza has to at least be 10 tefachim high. So here, if you take all the 3 spaces, each space is a little bit less, the mashu less than 3 tefachim. So maisi, you have 9 tefachim here, less 3 mashus. So then the string itself has to be a tefach thick to make it 10 tefachim high, plus 3 mashus. So if the string altogether, all 3 strings together, add up to a tefach and 3 mashus, so altogether you have 10 tefachim high of a mechitza, therefore be kosher. Rashi says, Makifin gimel chavolim, ashayoro shechonsa bebikakoi. Talking about ashayoro again, that start the camp before Shabbos in a bika and open karmelis. Zelam alam izir, agabi yisaydis, you have poles, sodiv min atachtam lekarka, pokas migimel. The bottom string has to be less than gimel tefachim off the ground. There be kulay omit. The kolavid omit. Look as if it's lovid. Or mi menali em tsoy. From it to the next string is also pokas megimel. Or bezay haray shish omit. You have 6 tefachim of mechitza now because of lovid. Pokas mi beiz mashu. But less beiz mashu. Because if they're exactly 3 tefachim away, you don't say lovid. You only say lovid when it's a little less, a mashu less than 3 tefachim. So therefore together you have 6 tefachim less 2 mashus. Again, pachas mishleisha. Hare bishleisha avirin, you have 9 tefachim. You have 9 tefachim of lovud. Pachas shleisha mashun. Less 3 mashus. So Mela, how much does the string have to be in order to make altogether 10 tefachim? It has to be a tefach wide plus 3 mashus. So the Mishnah Vaita. Makifin bekanin. You could also make mechitzas, like what we were talking about before, with kanin. That plus stick sticking straight up. And one stick to another stick, again, has to be less than gimel tefachim apart. So, makifin bekanin. You can make mechitzas with kanin. That's the pictures we have before. Oh, really, I skipped it. Picture should be here. Picture 228, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Now we're talking about picture 229. That's called makifin bekanin. You want to make mechitzas with kanin all around. In picture 229. Il bevaj lo yehei ben kanin lechaveri shloisha tefachim. You should not have in between one stick to another stick gimel tefachim. If they're less, a mashu less than gimel tefachim, we say lovid. We look as if we have a good mechitza. So the ratio of the Mishnah's picture 228. That's the string is going straight across, and the makifin here means the shesi 229. So the Gemara, that the Mishnah, v'shayoro dibru Reb Yehuda, that this het that we have in the Mishnah can make a mechitza only with a shesi. That's picture 229, or with an oruv, picture 228. If you're going only the string is going straight across. Or the beam going straight up, that's only a heter by a shayorah. The Rabbanu will make up for them to make mechitzas like this. So because they're not at home, so it's hard for them to make mechitzas. But a person that's at home, and echnami, it's only kosher if it makes a good mechitza, a shesi and an erev, like in picture 230. You have to have a good mechitza. A stick going up and strings going across. But the loch we hold at the chomim, loydibru b'shayori ela b'hoive. No, who are then anybody is allowed to make these mechitzas? Of either strings going across, or else beams going straight up. Aye, why does the Mishnah daf to pick a shayora? Because that's b'hoive, that's the normal case. Because normally when you're at home, usually people make good mechitzas. But when you're outside camping, outside b'shayora, that's when you have to make easy, the easiest mechitzah you can do. That's why you have either one of these two cases. But the loch at the chomim, and body either way is called a good mechitzah. Weiter, kol mechitza she'ena shel shesi v'shel erev eina mechitza divi Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. It's Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda is the bigger machmer. He holds even by shayora there is no heter. His picture 228 or picture 229 is possible even by shayora. It has to at least be like picture 230. You have to at least have sticks going up and the strings going across. You have to have shesi, the erev, then you have a good mechitza, even for a shayora. But Kozuman is less than Sheshi Verev, it's possible even by Shayora. That's Rabbi Yosi's Chumra. The Chomayim don't know. Echad Mishnei Dvarim. Either one of the two is good. Either you have Sheshi like a picture 229, or else you have Oriv, the strings going across by 228. Yeah. So, the Gemara. Omer Rav Hamnune, Omer Rav, Harei Omru, we had before Alocha, Oimed Meru Bala Poritz, the Sheshi Heavy Oimed. So, if you have an Oimed, Meruba Laporet says this is kosher according to everybody. Bishesi means you have the string, the sticks going up, like in pictures we had before, 225. You're making a mechitza on picture 227. You're making mechitzas with good sticks going up, yeah, and you have a piritza in between it. So according to everybody, if the mechitza is more than the piritza in between, avad is called a good mechitza. That's called a good mechitza. Hey, stuff you saying, Harei Omru. I made Ruba Laporet, if you have more mechitza than you have space in between, b'shesi, where you have the mechitza that the beam is going straight up, heavy oimid. That's treated as like a kosher. Yeah. Now the shalom is now, boy, you're a kamnuna, be'eriv, mai. What about you have the same cases when you have a mechitza just made out of eriv? Means made out of strings going across. What about oimid Ruba Laporet, is it kosher or not? It will soon see like in picture 234. You want to know. We have strings going across and making a mechitza by crosswords. Can you also have this lumdis that have oimed is more than the parrot is kosher? My. Is Omer Abaye Toshma, Kamak bin Uriah. Shir Chavolim, we had before, and our Mishnah says we want to make this mechitza with strings going across. Shir Chavolim, how thick does the strings have to be? Vuvim, yeser al tefach, it has to be more than a tefach. Why? Shei hakel asor tefachim. That altogether with the three lovids in between and the thickness of a tefach and three mashus, you have 10 tefachim altogether, like picture 233. Now the kasher is v'isa, if you hold like you want to say, that you could say what? That even by mechitzas going across, if you have more oimei than paratis kasher, or v'zei lo mali yeser a tefach, why do you have that the strings should be thick, a tefach and three mashus? Let's make it like this. Poros mishloisha, less than three tefachim off the ground, the chevel mashu. And then you can have a chevel mashu off the ground, less than three tefachim. So the kitza together you have so far three tefachim mechitza with the din lovet. Then, tochus mishloisha, again, you go up on top of this string, less than three tefachim up, the chevel mashu. And then you have another string going across. Like Lamisha picture 233. Tochus miyabo, now the third string, go all the way up. Even though it's more, it's less than four tefachim high. The chevel mashu and a chevel mashu, and that should also be kosher now. Because since you have the bottom three, you say lovid, like you have a tefach, you have a mechitza of six tefachim, and now the top is piritza of four tefachim, so you have more mechitza than piritza, that should be kosher. Yeah, so the kosher is now, let's have even, like the strings don't have to add up to a tefach and three mashus. The strings could add up mamash to mamash to mamash to nothing. But let's say like this, with the bottom two spaces, we say lovud, because the bottom two strings are within less than gimel tvachim away. So mainly you have kamat like six tvachim of mechitza because of lovud. And then the top space, let's say that's mamash four tvachim wide, the top space, and then you have the top string going on top of it. So even though the top piritza is four tvachim, but the bottom mechitza is six tvachim. So here you have more oimid than poritz, so that should be kosher. So here you want to bring a raya now that no. When you have machitas going crosswards, you don't say oimid is kosher, even though it's more than the poritz. So the morning, here is no raya. The tizbrua, hai pochus meyar boa hechi mukim lo. This open space, you want to say one of the spaces is four tvachim wide. Where do you want to put that open space of four tvachim? Imukim leti toy, if you put it on the bottom, the side near the floor, the right away in the bottom, that's pretty going to be possible, because that lives like a mechitza that the gedim can walk through it. As anything less than gimel tefachim off the ground, you say gedim boikimbo. So pshita, that wouldn't be a good mechitza then. Even if you have a real mechitza standing, but dalat tefachim, 10 tefachim high, but if it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, it's possible. Elamai, you're also going to put the bottom space of 4 tefachim near the ground, so pshita it's possible. Imukim lo iloi, elamai, you want to put the space of dalat tefachim on the top dalat tefachim, or bezoi osa yavira the high gisim of atelay. That top string will be bottle, because since the space in between the two strings are more than the mechitza underneath it, and it's befrat, you have the avir on top and the avir on bottom. So Kozuman, you're not going to say lovud between the top string and the second string. Pshita, that avir will be bottle, that mechitza will be bottle, because that top string will be bottle. Because we say, look at the ear on top of the string, and look at the ear underneath the string, it's mevatel the string. So pshita, the only way the top string will be good, if it's less than gimel tefachim away from the second string, that you could say lovud. But Kozuman, the top string is more than gimel tefachim away from the second string, and you can't say lovud. So pshita, that string is like bottle, you don't look at that string. So you can't put the four space or more than gimel tefachim on the top. Elamai imukim lay b'mitzio, the other eight sriz. Put it in the middle space, let be the top is less than gimel tefachim. The bottom is less than gimel tefachim. The in-between space, mamash like picture 233, that should be dalet tefachim wide, or high dalet tefachim, heavily I made meruba ala poritz mishteruches. Still it's no good. Because the top mechitza, top part of it is only 3 tefachim. The bottom part of the mechitza is also only 3 tefachim. The space in between is 4 tefachim. Come to say the space, the pirtza is more than the omet. It's more than each omet. Skur it's apostle mechitza. Elamai, what do you want to say it's kosher? Because you'll add up the two mechitzas on both sides, the top part of the mechitza and the bottom part of the mechitza. So then you have 6. Connected 4, it's more. But that we don't hold. That's what we were mechadish. We said like the Gemara before like that. That the Gemara says, Shamat minof, near the kuritz arayi, you want to bring it right now. That oimid meruba la poritz mishtei ruchos, heavy oimid. That the kasher is navada, we hold up like that. We hold that you can't add a bottom mechitza and a top mechitza to make the oimid more than a poritz. It's only kosher if you have an oimid, a mechitza, and the pirtza right next to it is less than the oimid. That's when it's kosher according to everybody. And even according to Rav Pop, it's only kosher poritz koimid. But here, we have the pirtza is more. The in-between space, I'll take picture 233. The in-between space one, that's 4 tefachim. So that's more poritz than the top mechitza of 3 or the bottom mechitza of 3. But since you have more pirtza than mechitza, that's possible. And we hold you don't look at the two, you can't put two mechitzas together to mevatel the middle space. You have to look at each one separately. The mechitza connected each, the pirtza connected each mechitza by itself. Since the pirtza is more than the mechitza, that's also possible. So the kids, so this can't be the shaila then. Elazatumar, where was the shaila? Ella Rav Hamnuna Hochi Kami Boyle. This was the Shaila. Kagoin the IC Macht Solis Devi Zayin. Umashu. You have a mat that's Mamas 7 Tvachim and a Mashu big. That's how big the mat is. Now the Chokak Bo Gimel. You made a whole space in this mat, 3 Tvachim wide, you made a space. The Mamas picture 234. You had first the whole mat, which was 7 Tvachim, and then the bottom 3 Tvachim of the mat, you made hollowed out. It's like a hole there. V'shovek bo daladu mashu. What's left over on top of the mat is 4 tefachim, and there's a mashu on the bottom part of the mat that's still left over. You have a mashu of the mat left over. Now v'yukma b'pachas megimel. Now you put this mat within gimel tefachim off the ground. This is the shiloh. So the bottom part of the mat, since it's like a picture 234, the base, the bottom part we say lovud, it's called attached. You have 3 tefachim on the bottom. Then you have a space in between the 3 tefachim. Then on top you have a mechitza of 4 tefachim. So the space in between, like where 3 is, you can't say lovud there. But a kol potter, maybe it should be kosher, because the top space is 4 tefachim, and the in-between space is only 3. So you have more oime than porridge. This could be called a good mechitza. So that's a shaila. In such a case, you say it's a good mechitza. The mechitza would have been turned upside down, going upwards. It would be kosher. Now that the mechitzas are going sideways, that's a shaila if it's still kosher or not. That's a good shaila. And we'll soon see, Avad, that we pass, and even in this case, it's also kosher. That's also called a good mechitza.